This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Spotlight on eWomen, the place for everything eWomen Network. Entrepreneur, enterprising, enlightening, and exciting. Please welcome your eWomen host, Phyllis Smith.
Hello and welcome to Spotlight on eWomen Network. I'm Phyllis Smith. So when we think of celebrities, we generally equate that with being famous. You know, superstars from stage, screen, and television. The Kardashians, Meryl Streep, the Beatles all come to mind. But if you break that down as to what makes them superstars, actually all of us could become celebrities in our own right. So joining me today is the president and co-founder of eWomen Network, Kim Yancey. And he himself is a celebrity of the music type. He was the drummer of the 70s funk band Sun, where they performed on stages all over the world. The TV show Soul Train received a gold album with Columbia Records. So now, a large part of what Kim does at eWomen Network is help turn regular people like you and me, you know, generally business owners, into celebrities. So, Kim, welcome.
Hey, just listening to that, it made me think, boy, I was actually in a band back. It was Capitol Records, not Columbia.
But oh, hey, Capitol, sorry about that.
It was a C word, right? So that was a fun period. So thanks for helping me remember that again.
Well, I think, why don't I just play a little piece from Sun right now so people get an idea and then really listen to that drummer in the back. I mean, that's all part of that.
I mean, really, pay attention to the beat.
That's what makes it a funk band, right? Great. Love to go back down memory lane.
Oh,
memory lane.
That was grooving. Why'd you have to cut it off so soon?
So, you know, you were a celebrity. I mean, so just in generally, when we think of that, what does it feel like to be a celebrity?
You know, let me equate it this way, guys, and I'm sure you can all appreciate this, but the feeling you get when you've written a song and you've never heard it on radio, and especially when you hear your song over the radio, I mean, you go out of your mind. I mean, really, you just can't believe it, and you internally you kind of like feel this huge feeling of just personal gratification and excitement. It's an incredible feeling, and I'm so grateful for it. You know, I'm even more so grateful for it years later, in reflection and savoring that time in that moment, that it really stands out for me. But, you know, the other part, I will say this. Okay, so this is, you know, I put this in perspective because of, you know, age and all that. But this is back when I was, you know, 21 or 22, somewhere in there. And I was in Los Angeles, and there was a club there called the Starwood. And believe it or not, there were two sides to it, and they were both connected by a tunnel, literally a tunnel. One side was R&B and soul, and the other side was rock and roll. And I remember walking over to the other side, like I was on the soul side, and I was going over to the rock and roll side. Mm-hmm. And there was a woman, and she looked like Pamela Anderson. Just absolutely just gorgeous, mm-hmm. and you know, and everything else, walking toward me. And as I got closer, and I'm thinking to myself, at that, you know, I was from Dayton, Ohio, you know, and I remember thinking to myself, like, you know, as guys do, I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is unbelievable. Look how beautiful she is. And she was dressed very provocative. All the things that a 21-year-old right. would go crazy over, right? And as we're getting closer, I was trying to fumble and think about what I would say, because I wanted to say something. I didn't want that moment to pass. So we get closer and I said, hey, is it any fun over there on that other side? And she says, yeah, she says, it's pretty cool, but I thought I'd go over here on this side to see what it's like down there. I said, well, it's really cool over there. She says, and she looked at me, she says, are you like in one of the bands or something? I said, no, I'm not in one of the bands that is playing here, but I'm with the band, but I'm sure you've never heard of my band. And she goes, well, what band is that? And I said, well, our group's called Sun. She goes, the famous group Sun? No, wait, it gets better. Yeah. And I said, wait, what group are you talking about? Is there another Sun? In other words, I couldn't rationalize that she would know who we were. You follow me? And and referred to us as the famous group Sun. And I was like, so that was really a kick, you know what I mean, to have someone. So that's a long-winded way of saying that's my little stroll down, you know, what it's like.
Well, you break it down, though. I mean, you say to be a celebrity, to have that kind of star power or that scent, star quality.
Yeah.
You break it down into almost a science.
Oh yeah.
So let's go there. Tell me how that works.
You know, here's the thing. You know, I've been an entrepreneur. You know, and had my own advertising agency for 15 years, and then eWomen Network. We're now into our 16th year, and you know, I look at this very closely about, you know, what is it about a superstar, a rock star, and you compare that to who you are, and you say, you know, what is it they've got going on that I don't have going on? All right. So I start to look at where are we the same. So here's where we're the same. First of all, a rock star has to hone their craft, Phyllis. All right? And same thing. You're a business owner. If you're running a business, you've got to hone your craft. Now, after you've honed your craft, now you have to study and practice. You know, so you do that. I mean, you can't just stay still. Like Sandra says, you know, even when you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you're just sitting there. So you have to study. You have to practice. You get better at what you do. And then what do? All right? You hone your craft. You're studying practice. Then you've got to hit the road. Now, for an entrepreneur, hitting the road is networking events, going to seminars and conferences, you know, doing pitches for your business, trying to get new business. You know, for that superstar entertainer, they're hitting the road. And, you know, we used to call it, especially in the beginning, you go through the different circuits. You ever heard of the Chitlin Circuit?
No.
Yeah, that's you have to be of a certain age and refinement to know what the Chitlin Circuit is. So the Chitlin Circuit, that's, you know, those are all like ratty clubs. You know, they're in areas that, you know, you're like wondering, like, you know, you ask them where the restroom is, they says out the back door and keep walking, and you'll find it. You know, that's the Chitlin Circuit. So, you know, you have to play in dives. You know, the groups. Musical groups play in dives. Well, you, when you hit the road, you're going to have to go some places and do some things and, you know, and shake some hands and all that that you might at the time not think were very valuable. But guess what? It's helping you hone your craft, because here's the power of this. While you're in the process of networking, you discover your signature sound. Mm-hmm. All right? Again, so the recording artist playing on the Chitlin Circuit, you know, hitting the road, it's only through playing night after night, trying trials and tribulations, that they discover their signature sound. Okay? They start to gel and everything starts to congeal. Now, the entrepreneur is the exact same way. You go to networking events. I'm meeting you. You ask me what I do. I tell you what I do. Now, that's the two things happen. When I tell you what I do, either you look at me like a deer with the headlights on and saying, oh, really? That's great. And you move you know, or I'm so provocative in what I say that you might want to say, oh, gosh, tell me more. That's interesting. Or I need it. I mean, you learn through networking and finding your signature sound what's going to work with you getting that other entrepreneur, that other business owner, that other potential client to engage with you. Okay? These are critical steps. And then, you know, the other thing that they do that makes it so fascinating is that by putting together your signature sound, you attract followers. Okay, so for the group, yeah, they attract followers. For you, you're going to attract fans. You're going to attract people who are, like, endorsing you, giving testimonials for you. Oh, Phyllis does great work. I want to work with her. I mean, you attract a following. I mean, that's part of this. You don't want to have to reinvent yourself every single time with a customer. You want your name and what you do and the quality of what you do, and you're showing up and people are liking you, and that attracts followers. Mm. That's a key thing, too. You know, if you don't engage with people, you won't have a follower. I mean, you have to engage. And I'm not talking about just, you know, all of us know. I mean, take Facebook, okay? How many of us have a whole bunch of people we're friends with that we don't know? I mean, come on. And, you know, in terms of what I call real and significant. All right, so those are the five areas. Those are the five areas where the entrepreneur and the superstar, they have in common, all right? That's hones craft, study and practice, hits the road, their signature sound, and attracts followers. Now, here are the three areas where the rock star or the superstar takes off. They end up, the rock star lands a deal. Like in our case, we got a deal with Capitol Records. Well, that's really, when you get a deal with a record company, it's really a distribution deal. In other words, they're allowing you to go in and record in the studio, and then they're distributing your records through record shops and iTunes and everything else all over the world. You know, so they land a deal. The next thing they do is they get daily airplay. Think about that. You know, the superstar, all of a sudden, without being there while they're sleeping, their music's playing. See, that becomes their relevance. Understand, they become relevant because they're being heard. There's frequency, there's relevancy. Both of those things are happening. And that is critical. Entrepreneurs don't get that. Entrepreneurs just reinvent. They start over. Even when you're a best-selling author, I remember Cherie Carter Scott, someone, a good friend of Sandra and ours, and she wrote a book called Life is a Game and These Are the Rules. Like, if life is a game, these are the rules. Mm-hmm. And I remember her telling me that she got the call where she got on Oprah. This is especially when Oprah was always doing the featured books. She was really mm-hmm. leading the way with mm-hmm. books. And Cherie got on her show, and she said it was unbelievable. Oprah dedicated the entire show to me. Mm-hmm. And she says when the show was over in that week, you talk about the Oprah effect, we sold 425,000 books. Unheard of. Like, whoa. Oh, wow. Okay? Wow. Mm. I mean, she hit the right nerve, you know? Because she also readily admitted there are times when she's done interviews and no spike in book sales with other things. But that Oprah effect, the timing and how that whole thing went and the time that she was given on stage, sold 125,000 books. Mm. But here was the more important thing. After that, and she looked at her partner, and their next conversation was, well, what's next? Mm. In other words, gosh, how do we replicate that? How do we keep that going? It became a search for what's next? What's the next thing we're going to do? How are we going to get there again? Mm. You know? And so unlike the recording artist, the superstar, right? They're played on the radio. They get on Billboard magazine. Yeah. Okay, they were 40 with a bullet last week. The following week, they're 30 with a bullet. Now they're 20 with a bullet. You know, they're climbing the charts. Music is playing while they're sleeping. This is very important, what I'm sharing with you. This whole thing about creating the frequency and the relevance of people paying attention to you, because that's the one thing that they do that the entrepreneurs don't. And then finally, through that airplay and everything else, they get raving, buying fans. I mean, they're buying from them. They're buying their CDs. They're buying that. So, and then they just repeat that process. They do the next album. They do the next thing, okay? That's where entrepreneurs struggle. That's where it misses. Now, what's happened is we've got this wonderful little distribution system called the internet.
Little.
That's changed everything for the entrepreneur. And what I will pass on to you, this is my tip to you, this is my strategy to you, is this. You can have a tremendous effect with your own brand, and this is the first thing you want to do. Is to, you know, your deal, the deal that you land is your deal with social, with using the internet and social media. That becomes your distribution system, okay? YouTube. Now, you're saying to yourself, well, what do I distribute? What you distribute is your intellectual property. You produce a video. Produce a video. So if you are a thought leader, if you're teaching a program, if you are... one that speaking is a critical part of people getting to know you and to engage with you and engage with your product. That is the product. You want to develop what I call your love song. And your love song, these are my words, your love song is your unique special message that's anywhere from a minute to 2 minutes in length. You know, a dynamic message where you're teaching someone a nugget. You're not giving them the whole story. You're teaching them a nugget. You're giving them a tip. You're giving them an insight that they will look at this and say, oh, I really like Phyllis. Or I really like Kim. I love that tip that they're giving me. That's a great tip. See, what's critical about this, just like the music artist, you can't just go into your garage and record a song and get a national recording deal. I mean, I'm not saying you can't. I'm saying that they won't take that piece of music and put that on radio. They will refine it, and they'll go to a better studio to make sure your quality is there. So the same thing here. Don't get some little rinky-dink camera, right, and record some message and put something on where the lighting's bad, the sound is bad, and you're going to present this message and give them a tip, because it'll backfire on you. People will look at that and say, gosh, how junky was that? That was, you know, gee, it just, you know, you know what I'm talking about. When something doesn't look good, you know what looks good and what doesn't. It needs to look professional. It needs to look cutting edge. It needs to look fresh. But see, you've got this distribution system of Facebook and YouTube and the internet where you can get your information out to the marketplace. And when they see that and they like you, you want them to see something new from you again in another 15 days.
All right, Kim, so you're going to give us exactly what we need to do to become the celebrity you're talking about coming up in the next segment. We need to take a short break, and we're going to find out how we, too, can become a celebrity.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Spotlight on eWomen. Here's your host, Phyllis Smith.
Yes, welcome back to Spotlight on eWomen Network. I'm speaking with Kim Yancey, and he is the president and co-founder of eWomen Network. And he is all about celebritizing the entrepreneur. And he's got this great program called Celebrity Science, because there is a science behind
totally.
It. And we've just been talking about it. Kim, just go back. What are the 5 things, once again, let's repeat those, that people need to do, at least to get their celebrity going,
right?
And then there's the next part. How do you become a rock star?
Exactly. So there are 5 areas where both the superstar and the entrepreneur align, and that is, number one, you got to hone your craft, right? You got to know what you're talking about. Now you've got to refine that, so you have to study and practice. That's number 2. So you study and practice it, and then you hit the road. For the entrepreneur, you're hitting networking events, you know, conferences and all kinds of events. The rock star, of course, is hitting, you know, clubs and hitting the Chitlin circuit and national concert venues as they get more popular. The next part of that is, in the process of going to these networking events, meeting people and talking, you find your signature sound. That means for you, the entrepreneur, that means you find your signature pitch. You find the cadence of words, the things that you say that make a difference. And by the way, and if you don't, if people aren't buying from you, if they're not engaging with you, all you have to do is change your song. Just change it. You can create a hit for yourself if you pay attention to how people are responding to you and be willing to change to get it just right, just like a recording group would. And then you're going to attract followers. Okay, so those are the 5, you'll attract followers. And what I was saying is, that's where we're the same, the superstar and the entrepreneur. It changes once once we go into these other three steps, which is the recording artist lands a deal with Capitol Records or Columbia Records. They then get daily airplay. They're being heard, which means they become relevant. They're being heard all the time. There's a frequency. You know, this is the one thing that entrepreneurs don't have, is that frequency. You know, they may be, it's a good thing for you to show up at networking events and build those relationships. That's a good frequency, but you want to expand beyond that, right? And then the other part of that is through this frequency, they get raving buyers. People are like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm hearing you on the radio. I love it. I want to buy that CD. I want to buy that movie, that CD, whatever it might be. Well, the same thing can happen for the entrepreneur, but they have not. Entrepreneurs, up until the invention of the internet and our, you know, high speed bandwidth and everything else, now we're in a situation where you can do that now. You can be an unbelievable superstar with a few thousand fans. You don't need millions. You can be it with a few thousand if you position yourself right. So, Phyllis, my tip to everyone is this. Is, first of all, you know, if you are a thought leader, if you're a gifted messenger, if you have to speak, if the way that you close deals and get business is through people learning about you and hearing you present, nothing could be better than for you to record video tips. You know, no sales. I want to emphasize something. I'm not talking about a sales tip, you know, unless you're a sales expert and you're teaching someone how to do sales. I'm not talking about you're giving something to someone and with, to buy my product. I'm talking about where you truly are giving your insight in 1 or 2 minutes that you would produce this great content-rich video. And the other side of this is that you produce 26 of these. I'm going to give you a year strategy on how to do this. Because understand this, there are three parts to this for you as it relates to how you approach celebrity science and celebritizing your brand. And that is, first of all, recognition. You know, you've got to put your stake in the ground and recognize that you are the expert in your field. And you know what? It doesn't matter if there are other people who are experts. You know why? Because people don't know about them. They're not aware of them. They're not marketing themselves properly. You get to put your stake in the ground and say, you know what? I'm it. I'm the big, you know, kahuna in this one, right? Number two is relevance. You know, how relevant is your message to the audience? The one great thing about Facebook, and by the way, listen, I don't have stock in Facebook. I'm not, you know, the fact of the matter is you may think that China has the highest population in the world. Not true. It's Facebook. I mean, Facebook is the predominant leader when it comes to the most people in one country. It's called the country of Facebook, and it's just the fact. So the point of the matter is through Facebook and Facebook advertising, you can so target and hone your message to get right to the people you need to get to. And most people do not investigate and get into the nuances of the fact that even through Facebook, you can test ads. I mean, I got to tell you, Phyllis, I owned an advertising agency. I've spent millions of dollars wrong over the 15 years. In other words, you do a media buy and you hope it gets the results that it gets. You don't have to do that today. It's very easy to test a buy at $5 or $15 or $20 to test a buy and to know if it's getting the right reaction you want or it's getting the traction that you want it to get before you put another $100, $200, $300 behind it. But you've got to know how to do that. That takes another little level of sophistication. But if you know how to do that, it's a great thing to delve into. I mean, I know this. I know that there are people, you know, I don't know what side of this you fall on. You might be the kind of person that says, hey, Kim, just give me all the tips. I can take those and run with it and do it all myself. And that's great because I'll give those to you. But there might be another side of that, and that's the person that in many ways is like me, that's like, this is too complicated. I don't want to get caught up in that. Will you just do it for me? So, and I understand that side too. We can't do everybody, but you know, we do have the availability through celebrity science for people who might want to talk to us. But let me just say this: you want to tape a 1 to 2 minute video that is quality, not where you just take your iPhone and cut a tape and the audio isn't good or something like that, even though you can do some good videos with your iPhone. What I am saying is good quality, great content that you can that you actually buy time through Facebook, because no matter what you do, I don't care what size your database is on Facebook or how many fans you've got, Facebook, you're lucky if they let 1% of them get through. I mean, I have to tell you that you might have 5,000 followers, but they're not going to let those 5,000 people see your message. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to spend some money with some advertising and do an ad buy.
Yeah.
So the fact of the matter is, and it doesn't have to take a lot. It can be a couple $100, but that will spread your message. Now, you want to do this, Phyllis, every 15 days you want to drop a new video. So think of it like this.
I like the way you said that, too, coming from a music man. You got to drop a new video. I could drop a record.
You got to drop that record. Needle.
Yeah,
yeah, because that becomes, you know, your frequency. You know, you need frequency. And, you know, and give people something where they're looking forward to hearing what you've got to say next. Again, if it's short, sweet, but power-packed mm-hmm. with great content, people are going to like it a lot. And they get to see you and get to say, boy, I love her or him. And, I'm going to want to do business with them at some point. And there are other parts to this. So think of this. You do 26 of those. For the year, you drop one every 15 days. You just took care of the year, mm-hmm. you know, and you've created this frequency for yourself. You also, I love what I do anymore is I add little 10-second tags to my tips. So your 10-second tab. In fact, look at, do a search for Sandra Yancey and look at some of the ones that she's doing now, and you'll see she's doing like a little tag where she might promote her SOAR program or her or the international conference. So it'll be like a little 10-second mm-hmm. tag at the end of that, and you can see what that looks like.
And let's just go to that a second. That's called the call to action.
Call to action.
And so I think at the end of the day, it's important for people to know they're going to do videos. You're going to do these tips. You're going to be presenting yourself as an expert. You're going to do quality videos because
right.
God help us. I mean, we've seen some videos out there that are, you know, people do it in their home and they're, you know, they don't have a great background and the lighting isn't that good and it looks amateur.
Yeah.
When you do it correctly in a studio like we have here or wherever you are, if you go into a studio and you really have good lighting and good audio and you have a good message and you have a script that's written well and you execute it well. And let me tell you, we have people who have never been in front of a camera before. And when they get in front of the camera, you know, we produce them. You need to be produced. Most people think, oh, piece of cake, I'll just go read the teleprompter. Not everybody can read a teleprompter. I mean, that is a skill that is learned. So you do need, you need guidance, you need help. I just wanted, you know, to say that. Not saying that you can't do it yourself, but it's a kind of skill that is developed with help. And it really makes a difference when you have quality versus the amateur, because the first thing anyone's going to see you, the first thing they'll see is this video, and if it looks really clean and crisp and you have this fabulous logo that's moving around and when you see that kind of thing, the first impression someone's going to get is, hey, they're successful. If they're successful, and that means they're good at what they do, that means I want to work with them. Because at the end of the day, isn't it about what? The bottom line, right? You want to make money.
That's
you
right.
want to bring in clients. And again, that call to action at the end is so that you want to draw people to whatever it might be. Draw them to your website. Draw them to an event, whatever it might be. And these videos are so perfect for a perfect funnel for that.
Well, I think it's important, too, that we ended up here at eWomen Network really investing in this because we had to. I mean, we couldn't find people who understood the kind of videos that we wanted to do. They didn't understand really the science behind it, and they weren't doing the checking we were doing. I tell people all the time, you know, don't call me because you want a good video. This is not about doing a good video. It is about the science behind a well thought out strategic plan. And you know this, Phyllis, you know, with what we do, we have people who will come in from all over the country, and the first thing they do is they spend a whole day in strategy with us. It's a whole day. In fact, it's really interesting because I never had this done in all of my career. I never went into a room, Phyllis, and sat on one side of a boardroom table. And on the other side, there'd be five or six people. And all they did was probe me with questions and what I want to do and what are my roadblocks and what do I have to sell. But then to chime in with me and help me creatively strategize and mastermind my vision, I've never had that done. And that's what we do with people, because what we realize is that this isn't something that you dabble in. You dabble, you're going to get dabble results. I mean, that's really what you're going to get. It really requires deeper thinking, long-range thinking, the things that you can do. And people, I don't care who you are. It's very hard for you to see your own blind spots. It just is. You can't be your own. And my dad used to say, you know, I can't be my own judge, trial, and jury. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and so you do. It's being with the team. I got to tell you, it's for me, it's the most satisfying thing of my career right now. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not. I mean, it's incredible when I watch people's eyes light up or things happen for them when we take them in and do. Yeah, you know, I mean, let me give an example. I mean, we look at people and we look at all sides of them, but you know, they do all new photo shoots. We have stylists that come in and bring all of their clothes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the other thing. When they're doing these videos, no one's wearing the same thing twice. Everybody's wearing something different. You wanna be fresh. You wanna come across fresh. And you know, let me tell you something. It can be real frustrating when you're saying, you know, why isn't TV? Why isn't NBC, ABC coming after me? Well, you know what? They're gonna come after you when they see you in a prime time state.
Yes.
When you present yourself in prime time gear. Let me show you who I am. And the beauty is, you don't have to be doing a half hour show. That's the beauty of this. You can be unbelievable in a 1 or 2 minute tip. You know what I mean? So it's really extraordinary. But I think I want to wrap by saying, you know, really tap into this opportunity. Video is the way to go. Everything that Facebook and the media, video is what's being embraced. The results that you get out of video, so it behooves you to look into this further. I welcome you. If I can help you, give me a call and see if there's something there. But get with someone that you trust, someone that you believe in to help you with this. And, you know, listen, just get ready for the fun is in the journey. You know, this shouldn't be something that's, you know, laborious for you. But there are people that are around that are here to help you.
Yeah. And I want to say what's so amazing about this Celebrity Science program, too. And I'm not just saying it because I work here. I really mean it. And I see the transformation of our clients that come in here. So they come in here. They have that day with you. Their whole life changes after that. It could end there for them. And then they come in and they do these videos, these video tips. And then they suddenly a whole other transformation takes place because they get the photo shoot and all the things you were talking about. Then they go in the studio, and then next thing you know, they're delivering this content in front of a camera and with all this cool equipment, and that's a whole other level. But we also have a way, because it can't stop there. How are you going to promote it?
You were
talking about social media and the power. We also have digital advantage, where that's a part of it, and also, so it's really a turnkey kind of deal. So we're just saying this is, you know, we're not, I'm just saying this is a very exciting program. And it's whether you are, you know, at a middle or a beginning or more so at a scaling state, where we have people come in who have a very successful business in their mind, but they know they want more. And that's where this comes in.
And I think, Phyllis, you know, one of the things that we were talking about is that more than anything, I wanted to educate you and give you a perspective and something to learn from. But in that process, I also feel like we'd be doing you a big disservice if you didn't know that Celebrity Science and what we're doing here was available to you, because I want you to have an outlet. I want you to know where you can go. And again, it isn't about whether you work with us or whoever you work with. What I want you to know is this is a land grab right now, and you need to take advantage of this moment in time. And what I mean by that land grab, you're grabbing digital land. You're grabbing your space with technology and staking your claim to your expertise and creating that primetime image for you. This is your time. This is your time.
Great. Thank you. Kim Yancey, co-founder and president of eWomen Network. If you want to reach Kim, if you want to learn more about us, eWomenNetwork.com. I'm Phyllis Smith. This is Spotlight on eWomen Network. Until next time.
Time's up for now. If you want more enlightening conversations that could change your life, visit eWNRadioNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.